Funding for Think comes from SMU Master and Doctor of Liberal Studies programs.
You're listening to Think on KERA 90.1. I'm Chris Boyd. Here's a sampling of what people say about the Trinity Toll Road. It will complicate flood control measures. It will facilitate flood control measures. It will have no impact on flood control measures. It will or will not significantly relieve traffic congestion near downtown. It will cut businesses off from customers and neighborhoods off from one another. Or it will attract development and draw residents together from all over the city. Dallas voters have already approved road construction twice, but the plan has changed multiple times from the original version, and there are lingering questions as to whether we'll ever get the money to fully implement the park and road, which may or may not be tolled. Confused yet? Yesterday, what is being called the Dream Team recommendations for revamping plans were unveiled, calling for two lanes of traffic in each direction and an option to increase to three in the future, and an emphasis on access to the proposed park rather than traffic relief. As city council members prepare to vote tomorrow on whether to pull together a team to discuss possibilities for implementing the latest recommendations, supporters and opponents of a high-speed tollway running in part through the Trinity Corridor are lining up strikingly different arguments for and against it. Joining us to articulate some of those positions, we have two guests. Michael Morris is Director of Transportation for the North Central Texas Council of Governments. His morning news op-ed was published Sunday under the headline, "It's Critical to Remember Where Toll Road Fits Into Overall Trinity Plan." Robert McFessel is an architect with DSGN Associates who last month published an op-ed in the morning news headlined, "The Trinity Toll Road is an Obsolete Idea." Gentlemen, welcome both of you to Think.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Do yesterday's recommendations change either of your positions on running a road through the Trinity Corridor?
In a way, Chris, there is much. We've only seen yesterday.
This is Bob speaking.
This is Bob McFessel. That's right. We've only seen. We've only had access to the Dream Team report for 24 hours, so we're still absorbing that. But there is much to like in that report on first blush, and I think there's some strong enthusiasm in the community, including many of us that have been opposed to the toll road, for the principles of that Dream Team report, which return in great part to those of the balanced vision plan, which we feel had been lost. So, yes, it is thinking, changing the way we are thinking about it. I think some things to note about that, and it was made very clear with Mr. Beasley, Larry Beasley, who headed the Dream Team, his presentation, is that what they are proposing is categorically not alternative 3C, which is the currently proposed toll road. It is something very different than that, and therefore it is attractive and it is promising.
Michael Morris.
Well, I worked with Mayor Miller and was part of a team that helped create the Balanced Vision Plan. The Balanced Vision Plan has always been a very comprehensive view, not just about transportation, but flood control and recreation and other amenities. We haven't had a chance to look at the details, but I've always welcomed and have spoken on this topic 15 times in the last 6 months. We got to get back to the B and Balanced Vision Plan and look at how each of the elements, transportation, recreation, flood control, can help each other in the implementation of the balance. So it isn't just each of the elements is balanced. How does one help the other four objectives in the Balanced Vision Plan? So we welcome any ideas from the community to help make the transportation and other components acceptable to the community.
What convinces you that the city and its economy would be best served by certainly a road and potentially a high-speed toll road?
Well, you call it a high-speed toll road, but in the Balanced Vision Plan, it's 55 miles an hour. So maybe to some, that's a high speed.
I drive like a grandma, but okay, 55 mile. We'll call it a 55 mile an hour toll road.
The original initiative was to maximize all of these particular objectives in the Trinity Project is the most comprehensive, most complicated project going on right now in the United States. So it's hard to do it in small sound bites. But here is an opportunity to build the best recreational facility, help fix horribly downtown congested roadways, help protect flood control as part of the initiative. So I keep with, quote, the spirit of the Balanced Vision Plan and have for a long time. And I welcome Bob's comments and other people's comments, just as long as transportation is part of the balance. Some folks don't want transportation to be part of the balanced vision plan, and by definition, if there is no transportation, then there is no balance in the balanced vision process.
Bob, what do you think? What are your primary concerns about a 55-mile-an-hour toll road, if that is what's adopted?
Okay. The big opportunity for Dallas here, and we need to keep our eyes on the ball on this, is the park, the Great Trinity Park. This is our opportunity. This is something that will redefine the core of Dallas for generations to come. It is a unique opportunity. No other city in the United States or even in the world has a 6,000-acre forest and 2,000 acres of open space so close to downtown. This should be our Central Park. This should be our Boston Commons, our Golden Gate Park. And those are inherently incompatible with a high-speed, multiple access points or limited access with multiple ramps and flyovers tollway. That's our concern. In addition, this kind of amenity, a park, a great park, can generate fantastic economic development of the kind Dallas has stated publicly in the Forward Dallas Comprehensive Plan that it wants. Mixed use, walkable, pedestrian-oriented, transit-oriented development. And there are developers lining up on both sides of the Trinity to build exactly those kinds of developments. However, as long as they fear or are concerned that they will be separated from that park or that park will be degraded by what is a 4 to 6 to 8 lane tollway, they are hesitant to move ahead. Their investors do not want to invest, and they cannot achieve the kind of economic development that Dallas needs downtown and in those regions.
Does the city have the money to pay the people who are so eager to develop this wonderful park that we've seen drawings of?
What, to develop the park?
To build the park.
To build the park. At this point, there is some money. I don't know that we've actually developed. There hasn't actually been a design developed in detail for that park. It has been largely hamstrung by the controversy and the delays in the toll road. There are two of the lakes are now announced and are, as I understand it, are supposed to start being dug this fall. But they're fairly bare-bones lakes and will need additional primary philanthropic money to achieve all of the enhancements that we want, the trails, the promenades, the extra landscaping, all of those things. And that's another problem with the toll road. I serve on the board of the Trinity Trust, and those of us trying to raise philanthropic donations to make these things better, and Dallas is a great city for philanthropy, have been somewhat hamstrung by the toll road and the pending controversy. You really can't go and ask someone for $20 or $25 million to enhance a lake and saying, well, there may be a toll road next to this, and it may be a pretty big one, and it may be pretty noisy and pretty ugly. That's just not the kind of environment that induces either development or philanthropy.
Michael, you mentioned earlier a relationship between the construction of the road and flood control measures. Can you explain what that relationship is?
So there's two things come to mind, and Bob talked about the lakes. So 15 years or so ago, when the lakes were originally envisioned, what are you going to do with the fill that comes from the lakes? And staff said, well, why don't you use it to start creating the bench that the roadway needs to be on, where transportation and recreation are working together. And for 15 years, that's always been the plan, that the fill from the lakes creates the bench for the transportation project. And transportation, therefore, can help fund that particular ability. So these benches reinforce the northern and eastern levee, would be an example of how transportation is helping both recreation and flood control. As you head downstream near downtown, the hopefully staged four-lane roadway would go under the existing historical structures, and as a result, you would build a retaining wall to protect both the roadway and the levee. So we're all anxious to hear we've heard Federal Highways has approved the project. The Corps of Engineers is expected to come out with their record of decision. We as transportation staff will be looking at that record of decision closely to see if the transportation elements are reinforcing the position of the Corps of Engineers, because the original vision was for transportation to aid in the preservation and security of those facilities, because as you read in my op-ed piece, flood control is the highest of all of these particular priorities. And if transportation can help with either recreation or flood control, that I think is the beauty of the balanced vision notion.
We're talking this hour about the proposed roadway to be built in the Trinity Corridor in Dallas with my guests, Robert McFessel, who is an architect with DSGN Associates, and Michael Morris, Director of Transportation for the North Central Texas Council of Governments. We'll come back to the conversation in a few minutes and invite you to join us by calling 1-800-933-5372. You can also email think@kera.org or send me a tweet at Chris Boyd Think. Back in 2 minutes.
Funding for Think comes from the SMU Graduate Liberal Studies, offering evening programs for a Master of Liberal Studies and the new Doctor of Liberal Studies degree. You can design your own master's or doctoral degree at SMU this fall. More at smu.edu/GLS.
You're listening to Think on KERA 90.1. I'm Chris Boyd. We're talking this hour about plans for the Trinity Parkway in Dallas with Michael Morris, Director of Transportation for the North Central Texas Council of Governments, and Robert McFessel, who is architect with DSGN Associates. You can be part of the conversation at 1-800-933-5372. Bob, did you want to talk about the relationship as you understand it between flood control measures and the Trinity Corridor construction of any kind of roadway?
Yes. I mean, as Michael says, the Balanced Vision Plan does contain five components, one of them transportation. And that goes back to the original 1998 bond program, which had those five components. The Balanced Vision Plan came about because one of those components, transportation, at that time an eight-lane toll road, became imbalanced with the others. And the quality of the particularly the recreational and environmental aspects were threatened, many felt, including me, including AIA at that time, American Institute of Architects, that the toll road was overwhelming the other aspects of it, of the project. And through that, a community-wide initiative was developed, which developed the Balanced Vision Plan. And that was adopted by council in 2003 and was supposed to be the guiding force for the project. It included floodway, flood protection, significant flood protection, much of which has already been accomplished without the toll road. The levees have been reinforced. We read about that in the paper a few years ago. The wetlands, many wetlands have been dug. The capacity of the floodway has been greatly increased over where it was 15 years ago. And much of the city's to-do list about that floodway enhancement has been improved. The lakes, the dirt from the lakes can be used to build the bench, and actually the Dream Team's report included that bench. But the nature of the road that goes on top of that bench, whether it's a high-speed tollway or a park access road that truly enhances the park's experience, is what the debate is really about here. I have to disagree with Michael about the fact that the bench makes the city side, the downtown side levees safer somehow. I mean, if that's the case, then we should go build a toll road on the Oak Cliff and the West Dallas side to make those safer. After the flood control improvements are completed, most of which are already done, we will be perfectly safe with or without this toll road. The toll road does not materially help flood control.
Michael?
Well, one of the options was to build a facility on both sides, and lots of evaluation went into those particular decisions. Some of us felt that transportation crossing the whole floodway twice, once to get to the south and west side, once to get all the way back, was too intrusive. Some of us who worked on the Balanced Vision Plan also were in the camp that the original vision for the corridor was not acceptable, and that's why we worked so hard to develop the Balanced Vision Plan. I think we should keep an open mind on where we are with regard to transportation aiding, both water conveyance and the security of the levees when we see the Corps of Engineers environmental document. They've been studying this for 10 or 12 years. And I believe the spirit of the original Balanced Vision Plan, where we all aid in the implementation of other elements like recreation, like transportation's ability to help fund access to the park, which we've committed to, creating a vista to help citizens be able to see all the elements, the hundreds of elements that are in the park. It isn't just transportation with flood control. It should be the five elements. If you look at the original spirit, how do the five elements not maximize each of their interest, but how do the five elements aid in the implementation of the other four elements? And that's why some of us since fall have been shopping, you know, a four-lane roadway with 11-foot lanes with, you know, one shoulder, and to get us to continue to remember the spirit of what was in the original Balanced Vision Plan.
Okay, I want to talk about transportation infrastructure and extrapolating out from what we see today into the future. You two in your op-eds came to really different conclusions about what we will need in the future. Michael, you've talked about potentially by 2035, 120,000 cars a day being served by whatever roadway is put through the Trinity Corridor. Bob, you've said, you know, trends are that people are driving less, they're using fewer personal vehicles. And so each in turn, and I don't care who goes first, I'd like you both to talk about how you've arrived at your conclusion for how much transportation infrastructure we'll need in Dallas and why there should or should not be new roads constructed to accommodate it.
Well, the critics of not having a balanced vision plan that includes all five elements talks about, you know, changes in behavior and lots of millennials not necessarily having driver's licenses. And I think there is, you know, the role of the Internet starting in 2007 and how that's changed the buying habits of us as citizens. In all of those discussions, I believe there are some elements of that that are important to take into consideration, as well as the whole technology of the vehicle over time and the vehicles that can talk to each other and improve safety and other elements. But what every one of those folks does is they never talk about the growth of the region. So we can play at the margins with regard to how people behave, but 1 million people have come to this region every decade since 1960, and our new forecasts for 2040 are 10.6 million. We just crossed 6.8 million this year. So we're going to continue this trend of 100,000 persons a year. I believe this is Dallas's time with regard to both transportation and economic development. You see the construction of the Horseshoe. You see the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge. You start seeing the signature elements going up now with regard to the Interstate 30 facility and the Margaret McDermott Bridge. You see the construction of SM Wright, where we're fixing Dead Man's Corner and creating economic development opportunities by tearing down the freeway facility in southern Dallas. You're starting to see our initiative of building the Southern Gateway, or the reconstruction of Interstate 35E in creating new urban design elements. So it's not just Dallas's time for transportation. I think it's just Dallas's time for economic development. So the two points quickly are the region's going to continue to grow, and a lot of that share in growth is going to be in the downtown and southern Dallas sectors.
Okay, that was Michael Morris. Bob McPherson.
Thank you. We are a region, and we're a dynamic region, and we're a growing region, and we are fortunate to be in one of the economically healthiest regions in the country. But Dallas itself, the city of Dallas, is not sharing in that growth. We have actually lost jobs during the recession, even before the recession, and continuing on. The job growth that we read about in North Texas is not happening in the city of Dallas. A strong region needs a strong core. And even if we say that we want to prioritize the region, you still need a strong heart. Otherwise, we turn into Detroit, the Detroit region, which is hollowed out because of a declining Detroit. You know, interestingly, the numbers released by NCTCOG and NTTA and TxDOT and included in the FHWA record of decision that was just released indicate that the toll road doesn't help congestion. It actually doesn't improve it, but it will not help Dallas's core revitalize. It will not help Dallas's core redevelop. It does not help the economic development of the core. It only makes it easier for people to go through Dallas on their way to the suburbs or the hinterlands. You know, our real problem in Dallas is that we have 41% of the population live south of I-30. There are only 17% of the jobs there. This toll road, as planned in 3C, does nothing to help that. It only makes it easier to spread the jobs further out. It does not improve congestion, and it only would place an economic burden on those southern commuters that have to use it.
So this is, I guess, where the differences begin.
We're 32 minutes in. Come on, guys.
We pull the speed data for the canyon, the Southern Gateway, Stemmons, a quarter. We pulled it all before the construction of the horseshoe, so we're not biased in any construction effects. The reason why you have the disparity that you have between north and the south is the southern sector is basically on an island with regard to the lack of accessibility. So if you wanted to build a 8-story office building in southern Dallas, you're faced with horribly unreliable and congested speeds on Southern Gateway, horribly unreliable and congested speeds on the canyon, and horribly unreliable speeds outside American Airlines in the lower Stemmons quarter. The other side can't have it both ways. They can't say, well, we're going to have 120,000 folks on a Trinity, that is a lower speed Trinity, 55 miles an hour. Please keep taking ramps out of it so it looks friendlier, so it has less accessibility, and then point to, well, it doesn't have a very significant impact. It has a huge impact. It changes the freeway speeds tremendously downtown. It creates more accessibility to the areas to the south. Our hope is to have North Texas Tollway Authority build the Trinity, have TxDOT and the Regional Transportation build the Southern Gateway. The Regional Transportation Council has already funded the SM Wright project. I think all three of those in a system will create a change in accessibility, increase reliability, and provide mobility for a whole set of new developers to hopefully not just locate in West Dallas and have a Sausalito effect of looking into downtown, but we want to repeat that outside the zoo, over in SM Wright. Victor Vandegrift and the commission is looking at lowering Interstate 30 at Fair Park. I believe this is Dallas's time, and there is a correlation where you do make transportation improvements, creating economic development opportunities.
Okay, before we take a break, what are the primary things there that you want to respond to?
Oh, my. Let's just take I-30, for example. You just mentioned Victor Vandegrift. The TxDOT is conducting a study right now. Part of that is I-30. And I just find it fantastically curious that the proponents, such as Michael, of the toll road, cite that as an example, because we just in this city created Clyde Warren Park within the past 5 years to mitigate a barrier between downtown and uptown. And it's been a fantastic success. At I-30, we are trying to mitigate a barrier between Fair Park and Deep Ellum and East Dallas, and it's going to be expensive to do, and we hope it will be a fantastic success. Why would we now create yet another barrier between downtown and what should be our greatest urban park? And, you know, the Sausalito effect, I'm going to take a little bit of offense at that. That is not, you know, West Dallas is hardly Sausalito. It is a vibrant community. It is not an isolated outpost as Sausalito is. And we're not just talking about West Dallas development or North Oak Cliff development. We're also talking about the Trinity Design District, the Industrial District, the areas around the jails. Hopefully someday the jails themselves will be redeveloped as mixed-use, vibrant developments.
The,
No. I mean, we'll get back to this, but I need to take a quick break here. My guests are Robert McFessel, an architect with DSG and Associates, and Michael Morris, Director of Transportation for the North Central Texas Council of Governments. We're talking about plans for a Trinity Parkway in the Trinity Corridor. If you'd like to be part of the conversation, we will definitely try to accommodate some calls after we come back here. 800-933-5372 is the number, or KERA.org.
Funding for Think comes from the new SMU Doctor of Liberal Studies program, a customizable evening doctoral program for Dallas community leaders and professionals. Now accepting applications for fall. More at smu.edu/DLS.
You're listening to Think on KERA 90.1. I'm Chris Boyd. We're speaking this hour about plans for the Trinity Parkway with Robert McFessel, architect with DSG and Associates, and Michael Morris, Director of Transportation for the North Central Texas Council of Governments. Before we go to the phones, Michael, you wanted to respond to the last thing that Bob was saying.
Chris, thank you. I just wanted to respond. I probably wasn't clear enough with regard to the Sausalito impact. If you've ever been to San Francisco and traveled on the north side of the bay, the best view of San Francisco, in my opinion, is looking across the amenity and seeing the backdrop of the city. I think there's been so much discussion of economic development opportunities on the east and downtown side. I think everyone has underestimated why we spend so much time and money on the Margaret McDermott Bridge, the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge, constructing a streetcar to Oak Cliff and Bishop Arts. I think it's and I want to carry that same notion down the Southern Gateway Corridor, looking east and north into what is a beautiful downtown with architectural features. So it wasn't a suburban community. It was the effect of being in that community and seeing what is the art of the possible with regard to these signature elements and the ability of having the backdrop of the city and the infill development that I think is possible with the construction of the transportation products that are being built by the RTC and TxDOT.
1-800-933-5372 is our telephone number. Let's speak with Betsy in Dallas. Hi, Betsy.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to ask, how will COG and the City of Dallas respond to the Dream Team report and the specific recommendations of a smaller, slower road that includes turnarounds and parks and no tolls for park goers? When they all to provide access to the park, when we know that this is not a road that the NTTA will build?
Well, I can't speak for the city or NTTA, so I don't know what their particular position is, but I would be very interested in taking those particular recommendations, mapping them against the Balanced Vision Plan. Hopefully we can go beyond the original Balanced Vision Plan, because we are proposing to do so, and then map it against where is the Federal Highway Administration in the record of decision and where is the yet-to-be completed record of decision on the Corps of Engineers. So to answer your question quickly is, can we proceed with the current records of decision and build a vision that meets the spirit of the Balanced Vision Plan, or is there consensus by the policy officials that those current documents are not eligible? The Dallas Morning News today talked about I believe, in their editorial about not going back and redoing the environmentals. I don't know what the city's position will be on that. They're probably going to take that up tomorrow. So the first homework assignment would be to map the recommendations and to bring the federal agencies in and hopefully be able to implement the recommendations without having to start over in the environmental documents.
I have just a quick question here. When we talk about these environmental documents, are they looking at air quality? Or are they
everything.
Looking at – okay.
So Federal Highways is looking at safety and mobility and accessibility and air quality and toxic emissions and everything in transportation. Right. Corps of Engineers is doing that plus, you know, stormwater and water conveyance and flood control. And so, 10 or 15 years and – $50 million has probably gone into those reports. The question is, can we proceed with a balanced vision recommendation that we're hearing from lots of parties, or does it require to be started over? And I obviously don't know the answer to that question.
I'm not sure anyone knows the answer to that question until we really dig into it. I think the council will be taking this up tomorrow. Mayor Rawlings has asked for the council to vote on a resolution. You can see it online, to move ahead with exploring the Dream Team's recommendations and how those can be made real. One of the biggest concerns, as the city considers this, is that we do not allow the migration that happened between the Balanced Vision Plan and Alternative 3C, where the kinder, gentler road of the Balanced Vision Plan turned into really the same kind of tollway one would build across a cornfield in Kansas.
Excuse me for interrupting. Sure. Do you think that remains a hazard now that people are paying, it seems, closer attention than ever to these proposals?
Well, they are. And certainly between, you know, if we just look at what's happened since 2007 and today, you know, it was a close referendum in 2007 when the road was somewhat voted on. But we have now a very different attitude from the community, a very different attitude from the council. There's a much broader concern throughout the community about the impact of this toll road. The Morning News had a very interesting idea in their editorial this morning, in which they came out and opposed 3C, opposed the toll road in its current format, which is to move ahead with the Dream Team recommendations and not let any future expansion of that occur without a public referendum. And I think that's a capital idea. Let the voters vote on this.
Michael Morris, what do you think about that?
So, Bob, am I hearing that maybe you were originally for the road, then you were not supportive of the road, but if we can all sit down and develop attributes of a balanced vision plan under a certain set of guidelines, you would be supportive of the road?
Michael, I have never been a huge fan of the road. Of the toll road, never been a huge fan. But I did support it, and I actually spoke with Tom Leppert, Mayor Leppert at the time, in 2007, in favor of keeping the road in the plan, because at that time we were told that the road funding also funded other things like the lakes, and that has turned out not to be the case. We were also told that it would be designed in accordance with the Balanced Vision Plan, and that has turned out to not be the case. And, in fact, it can't be the case because Katrina has happened. The Corps became much more conservative about their levies. They required the road to move much further out into the floodway, reducing the park and impacting the quality of the park. And, finally, you know, we're a different Dallas than we were when we adopted this thing in 1998. We're smarter. We've learned how to build revitalized neighborhoods. We've built a great DART system. We've built a great arts district. We're revitalizing neighborhoods around town. We have different priorities, and we have different tools than we did 15 or 17 years ago.
So let me ask it again. If, in fact, there's a combination of elements that a transportation project could be built to your satisfaction, you would support a transportation project? It sounds like you support a transportation project because you said, I think the Dallas Morning News has a great idea. The transportation project can't be widened without voter approval. So if you like that idea, then I guess there's a transportation project, hopefully, that meets your view of the Balanced Vision Plan, and there should be some ability to make improvements with certain public approvals.
I and many others in this community would support a park access road, and that is a road outlined that looks much like what the Dream Team proposed, Larry Beasley presented yesterday, 4 lanes, 45-mile-an-hour design speed, limited number of flyovers, far fewer than are there in the current plan, pullouts, parks, parking areas immediately adjacent from the road, a road whose primary purpose is accessing the park.
Does that work for you, Michael Morris, and does that solve any of the imminent transportation issues?
Well, the devil's in the details, and I haven't had a chance to see what the recommendations that came from the Dream Team are, so we'll reserve judgment. But I've worked my whole career probably on this. I still think there's a win-win situation if we can all sit around the table in a collegial fashion and bring grips to what is the best interest of the whole community. And I think the conversation has been so visceral in the last 9 months that it's hard for people to even have adult conversations on what the best path forward is. And, Bob, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about others. in the particular community. TxDOT and the RTC will not build a roadway in any community where the city opposes the roadway or its improvements. So the nuance in the Morning News article is a voter referendum versus a vote of the city council, and that I think we would leave to the city to decide what the best path forward for them would be. They may take it up tomorrow to discuss. It may or may not include certain institutions to be able to participate in building the roadway if there are other voter referendums related to it. But that's for others to speak to.
Okay, I have to move on. So, Bob McFessel, if you want to have a final statement. About a minute.
All right. The Dream Team's report has great promise. It seems to take us back to the principles of the Balanced Vision Plan. And much of what attracted it attracted broad community support, including the council, back in 2003. The overwhelming concern is that as we look at the Dream Team report, that it cannot migrate again into Alternative 3C or anything like Alternative 3C, as the Balanced Vision Plan did in the intervening 12 years. Many of us have a strong sense of deja vu, or we're experiencing a strong sense of deja vu yesterday at the Trinity Commons Foundation luncheon, watching Larry Beasley present the Dream Team report. This sounded great. So did the Balanced Vision Plan. But look where we are today. There has got to be an oversight process to ensure that this does not happen again.
Robert McFessel is an architect with DSGN Associates. Michael Morris is Director of Transportation for the North Central Texas Council of Governments. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us. I really appreciate
it. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate all of you listening today to this discussion of a complex and really contentious issue here in North Texas.